Many of the presidential candidates quickly weighed in following President Obama's Oval Office address last night on the San Bernardino shooting and fighting terrorism. On the Republican side, Senator Marco Rubio called the president's remarks silliness. On the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders warned against an endless war for U.S. troops in the Middle East. Sanders was in New Hampshire this weekend, and joining us today from the campaign trail to talk about New Hampshire, as he does every Monday, is Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
Bernie Sanders built his campaign on economic issues, but since the attacks in Paris and now the California attack, the political message has moved toward terrorism and gun control, as we all know. What's this do to Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, this has really kind of stopped the momentum. You know, what Bernie Sanders needs so badly is momentum. And he had that in the late summer and early in the fall. We were talking about feeling the burn for the Bernie Sanders. We talked about 20,000 people showing up in rallies. And all of that was to feed into this idea that Hillary Clinton was not the inevitable nominee. But those crowds were drawn out by a lot of these economic issues. And as you just mentioned, the issue grid in terms of what we talk about, what's on the minds of voters, has drastically changed. It's really impacted two candidates, Bernie Sanders and Ben Carson.
Let's talk about Sanders in New Hampshire this weekend. He was at Plymouth State College on Saturday, where he talked about expanding background checks and banning assault weapons.
In Vermont and in New Hampshire, all over this country, we have a lot of people who hunt. And I support people's right to hunt. It's part of our cultural heritage. But people do not go hunting with assault weapons.
At the beginning of the campaign, James, observers said that Sanders had a more conservative stance on guns than Hillary Clinton. Has he altered his position?
Not necessarily. I mean, he is still very much vulnerable on the gun issue with the Democratic primary base. I mean, for all he wants to talk about the cultural leanings around guns in Vermont and in New Hampshire, he's still talking to a Democratic primary base, which is not in line with where he's at on this issue.
You talked a few minutes ago about how more than anything else, Bernie Sanders needs momentum, and he needs the big crowds that he enjoyed a couple of months ago. Did you see any sign of that recently? Did you see it this weekend?
It has slowed down dramatically, these crowds for Bernie Sanders. He still draws them out, let's be very clear. But so does Hillary Clinton at this rate. I mean, he was eclipsing her by several fold earlier on the campaign trail. Now, when you talk to the Sanders campaign, they say they're simply moving into a different phase of the campaign. They wanted to draw this enthusiasm, and now they want to build out the campaign, and they certainly have done that. They have more staff on the ground. They have a lot of volunteers on the ground. The problem with Bernie Sanders right now is that while he is definitely tied in New Hampshire with Hillary Clinton, she has gone up into the lead. She's the one with the momentum. And then you look around the rest of the country, and, you know, she's up 15 points in Iowa. She's up 50 points in South Carolina. And nationally, she's up around 30 points, a little bit more than that. So the only argument we have right now that there actually is a Democratic primary that is competitive is the contest in New Hampshire. And if Bernie Sanders wants to be the nominee, he's going to have to expand where he can actually take Hillary Clinton head to head.
So what you're saying then is that it's the end of the line for the Sanders campaign if he fails to win in New Hampshire?
He's got to win somewhere. And right now, the only place he could possibly win is New Hampshire. And, you know, if she comes out of Iowa with a head of steam, Bernie Sanders doesn't stop her in New Hampshire, he's not going to stop her.
James Pendle, the Boston Globe's political reporter, covers New Hampshire and joins us every Monday morning to talk about the New Hampshire campaign. James, thank you.
Thank you.